Hello, hello. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the Permanent Rain Radio from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, British Columbia. I think you forgot that
part.
Yeah, I forgot it in between. Yes.
Yeah, this is the... Oh my goodness. This is the Permanent Rain Radio with Natalie
and Chloe.
And our friend Kimberly's here hanging out with us today in the studio.
Hello, I'm excited to be here.
We've known... Why are you laughing? We've known Kimberly for a long time, since like before high school.
Yeah, we took dance together.
We took tap.
Good times.
Tap was always the coolest kind of dance.
Should I convince yourself?
Yeah, I'm trying to convince myself of that. Anyways, so yeah... We have lots of songs planned today. Today's my, Natalie's last show, live show for a while because I'm going back to school in January and I'm going to a different school, so I can't really come out here midweek and do the radio show. But Chloe was gracious enough to let me pick most of the playlist today, so a lot of the songs we're playing are my picks. And yeah, we're going to kick things off with a song by Shimmering Stars. They're a... Lo-fi shoegaze dream pop band from Vancouver. This is a track called LSD, and it's off their recently released two songs, which included LSD and Are You Invisible?
What if we run away? What if? What if we left today? What if we said goodbye to safe and sound? What if? What if we're hard to find? What if? What if we lost the minds? What if we let them fall behind and they're never found? And when the lights start flashing like a photo booth and the stars exploding, we'll be fireproof. My youth is yours, tripping on skies, sipping waterfalls. My youth is yours, run away now and forever. My youth is yours, a truth so loud you can't ignore. My youth is yours. My drive. What if we close our eyes? Speeding through red lights into paradise. Cause we've no time for getting old. What if body time is ours? Cross your fingers, here we go. And when the lights start flashing like a photo booth, and the stars exploding, we'll be fireproof. My youth is yours, tripping on skies, sipping waterfalls. My youth is yours, run away now and forever. My youth is yours, a truth so loud you can't ignore. My youth is yours.
Welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio. The song you just heard was Youth by Troye Sivan. He's an Australian singer, songwriter, and YouTuber. That was off his debut full-length album, Blue Neighborhood, which came out last month, I want to say. But yeah, he's coming to Vancouver in February, and I'm pretty bummed because it was sold out really
Send
quickly.
Us your tickets.
Yeah, you know what? I wasn't familiar with him before, and then he was on, like, he did some talk shows, and he actually, his music's really great.
But
really
there are a lot of big
electropop anthems.
Who don't have tickets, so. But add a second show,
basically. Yeah, you should add a second show. Anyways.
We're burning in the studio, especially Chloe.
It's
because she's
so
directly under the lights.
Warm right
so.
Now. It must be the heat outside, but also the temperature in the studio is a bit wonky. So.
Yeah, but we were talking about that. And then we were talking about the Jonas Brothers, because the Jonas Brothers had a song called Burning Up. Does anyone remember that?
And now Natalie's talking about, like, how can anyone not love the Jonas Brothers? And I was
the old Jonas Brothers.
Natalie's favorite,
like,
Disney band.
When were they popular? Like 2008?
That was like grade 8.
Who's your favorite Jonas Brother? Natalie's favorite Jonas Brothers, Nick Jonas.
Go
Do you
figure.
Have a favorite Jonas Brother, Kimberly?
Not really, but I'm pretty sure everyone I knew liked Nick too. They were like the youngest.
Right? I watched Kevin Jonas.
They said he was the best looking or something, so I don't know.
I have really curly hair.
Kevin Jonas was on Celebrity Apprentice.
He's
an app entrepreneur now. He's an app designer.
Oh, yeah,
because
he kind of dropped off the face of the music world, right?
Because he has a family now.
Yeah.
I see.
Go Kevin Jonas.
Is he the practical one?
I'm assuming, so.
Okay, next song. We're going to play a song by Hey Monday, who is one of my all-time favorite pop rock bands. They're from Florida, and they're kind of on hiatus now, which is basically they're broken up. But they were one of the bands that really got me into kind of pop rock music and that whole Warped Tour scene back in, like, 2010. I saw them once. Yeah, I saw them at Warped Tour. They played in 2010, and then shortly after that, they kind of did. But anyways, this is a song called How You Love Me Now, and that's off the only full-length album that they released called Hold On Tight.
Why do you race through my red line?
Welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. The song you just heard was Happy New Year by We Are the City. That's off an album they released quite a while ago called High School, but you know, can't ring in the new year without that song. The Vancouver prog pop trio actually released a new album in November as well, which you should check out. And if you'd like to see them live, they'll be playing at the New Year's Eve Vancouver celebrations tomorrow. Bed of Stars, Dear Rouge, Current Swell are also playing.
Bed of Stars.
Yeah, Bed of Stars won the Peak Performance Project this year. Yeah, it's all going down at Canada Place. There'll be fireworks if you're into that too. Lots of fun stuff. What's after New Year's?
More hockey.
More hockey.
I'll tell you, Chloe's always like a kid on Christmas morning when she talks about hockey.
That's so true.
I don't know. Will there be another episode? It's before the next.
And Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, hockey and Lord of the Rings. Before we have our next episode, I would have gone to my one hockey game that I go to each season. So I'll be seeing
who's playing, Chloe?
Hurricanes, the Carolina Hurricanes, when they're here playing the Canucks. They come once a season, as do most East Coast teams, so I am looking forward to that.
Chloe's educating people on the hockey.
She educates me on hockey, so.
And the Winter Classic is coming up on the 1st. Make sure you tune in. I believe NBC is airing the game and probably some other channels from coverage or games starting at 10 a.m.
If you'd like to see Montreal and
those big, bad Boston Bruins.
Battle it out.
Yeah.
Boston Bruins.
Kimberly doesn't know a lot about hockey, so
no,
we have
to. No, I don't. Not at all.
And she hasn't watched Lord of the Rings either, so boo.
Yeah, I own them, though. Or I should say my dad owns them. But I haven't watched them because...
Her New Year's resolution will
because
be
Because you don't have time,
it,
we'll so. Make time.
But they're like 2 to 3 hours each, aren't they?
You can go to Rio Theater. They're having that marathon.
Oh my gosh, no way. I'm surprised you're not going.
Coming up.
I know, why aren't you going?
I'm going to get squirmish sitting in a seat for like
9 hours. Yeah, Chloe, then why do you expect me to?
It's like a car ride. It's like a car
ride. You don't have to watch it all at once. You can watch it, spread it over like a few weekends, and I'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
Okay, we're going to play another song now. This is called Sanctuary. It's by Comfort, and they're a Vancouver four-piece. It's the title track off their new EP. Wow, I just can't pronounce words these days. Anyways, it's an instrumental track. I usually don't play a whole lot of instrumental music, but I really like the kind of post-rock vibe they've got going in this. It reminds me a little of From Indian Lakes, who are also a great band. But yeah, so it's Comfort, and their new EP is great as well. You should definitely check it out. Once again, this is Sanctuary by Comfort.
Why so sad?
Oh, nothing, really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
1, 2, 3, 4, just one. Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved. And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about. See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific.
When you purchase the latest TV, tablet, or smartphone, don't forget to do the right thing with your old ones. Recycle them. The Consumer Electronics Association and its members are making recycling your old devices as easy as buying new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find recycling tips, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Don't let your old tech tools clog your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org.
In my short time, I've realized that there is so much more to life than getting older. And getting mine, this is my ready, set, let go attempt at finding who I am, and I'll be brief. So listen closely. I've learned not to talk through movies when I still don't know the lines. I've learned who not to ask advice from when I can't make up my mind. When times get tough, I've learned that breathing is the best thing I can do. And I've learned letting go of friends is something I won't get used to. I've learned a fair amount about the world of women and of love. I've learned that money doesn't always mean serving one or both of the above. It's hard to be alone when you're alive, but somehow I have learned that we won't be alone when we all reach the other inside. We shine so bright, we shine so.
Welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio. This is Chloe speaking, and the song you just heard was Golden by Farewell Fighter. We've played the Farewell Fighter. We played the band before. It was super special to Natalie and I. It was our first concert we saw back in 2011 out in Seattle at the small, cool venue El Corazon. So, yeah.
Yeah, but Golden was off the Nashville pop punk band's EP, The Way We Learn. It was re-released on their full-length album, Challenges. And yeah, their music's really great. There's a lot of messages, lessons to take away from their lyrics, you know, about growing up, fitting in, letting go, things like that. Super great band, and they haven't released anything new in a really long time, which makes us sad, but, you know, we're always hopeful. We're always hopeful. Even 10 years down the line, I will still be waiting for new material.
Because I guess they didn't, like, officially break up, right? They didn't. That's so sad. So. Just dropping off the face of the earth. Wow. That intense silence, though.
Yeah, that intense silence.
Well, let's talk about what we did today. We went to Yolks.
Yolks.
On Broadway.
It's in West Broadway. Broadway.
Try their it's by eggs. It's by Broadway City Hall.
Yeah, they have a food truck and a couple storefront
but
locations.
The verdict is in, and we thought that the food was great. So
also, they have spicy ketchup, which is kind of
cool.
Yeah,
Natalie just dribbled like spicy ketchup on literally everything. She's just like all over her like English muffin.
It wasn't even that spicy.
It's just ketchup with a little kick.
Yeah, love it.
And they have good poached eggs.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're a fan of like Eggs Benedict and poached eggs.
It was such a beautiful yolk. It's like you break it and it just all spills out all over your plate.
And that's the indication of a good
that it was perfectly cooked. Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, what's up next?
What's up next? We're going to play Wedding Song by Pinup. They're a Montreal pop rock trio. This is a track of their self-titled debut EP. We've played a few of their songs before as well, but, you know, their music's really great, and I love their vocalist. Her name's Sam Martel, and she has a really great tone. Their tracks are really upbeat, and I definitely recommend checking out their EP. Once again, this is Wedding Song by Pinup.
Shut them out to sink your fading years. Now and then I'll walk straight into you. Still I pretend like I don't know your name, but I still see each mark on your face. In my dreams I swear I can hear you. You say we'll be right back.
Welcome back. The song that you just heard was Waves by The Dangerous Summer. They're a Maryland pop punk band, now defunct.
Maryland?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, they're now defunct, which makes me very sad. But that was a track off their sophomore album, War Paint, which came out in July of 2011. I've probably mentioned it before, but The Dangerous Summer is a very special band to me. Maybe Chloe. I don't know.
Maybe.
Our website and our radio show was inspired by their song, The Permanent Rain. Really great song as well. That was off a different album of theirs. But yeah, I really like their lyrics too. They talk a lot about struggle and... my favorite lyric from that song, you know, just because I thought I'd share it with you all. It's like poetry class or something. Don't make a ceiling inside your clouds. Just let them grow with your plans. Yeah, they write a lot of stuff like that.
So nice.
You know, they could... A lot of their lyrics is just like poetry, right?
It is.
If you read
songs
it all...
Songs are basically poetry.
They are.
It's just that some are better than others.
That's true. That's true. We will be back after these short messages.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
And now, for our more dreadful sacrifice.
Who's it, huh?
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human, your weekly guide to all that is new, weird and wonderful in the world of electronic music. So please join me, Gareth Moses, for electronic music old and new, inane comments and the occasional sacrifice. More Than Human on CITR.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Natalie speaking, and the song... you just heard was Hollow by Patrick Ferrugia. He's a New West-based singer-songwriter that's off his recently released EP, Leave. Yeah, really great kind of indie, folk, shoegaze, post-punk influences. Patrick's also in a couple local bands, Aaliyah Ray and Violets, which you should also check out.
He's in two bands and he solos? Wow.
It's good, right? I don't know. Wow. I don't know how that sounds off as radio, but she's not being sarcastic.
No, wow in a good way. I'm sorry.
Yeah, wow in a good way.
You can't see my facial expression, so.
Wouldn't that be neat if you could do like hologram stuff? Coming out of, I'm talking about technology that's, I don't know if it's been invented or not.
Like holograms?
You know, like if you were like listening, but then you could also see.
Oh, you see us from the studio?
That'd be weird.
Then you'd see our faces melting off because it's so hot.
Anyways.
So Chloe, what's the topic of the day today?
Bands you need to know, artists you need to know in 2016.
Because this is technically like our New Year's episode.
I'm going
as
first.
We Are the City told us earlier with their song Happy New Year.
I think you need to know.
Why are we starting it off like that?
Hippocampus, and they are an indie pop act from Minnesota.
Hippocampus, huh?
The Twin Cities, yeah. It
reminds me of like hippocampi. I remember that was like the easiest term to remember in psychology.
Yeah, well, hippocampus is the part of the brain that has to do with memory. They toured with the Mowglis earlier this year. And I talked to them for, our website as well. They performed here once. They played at Media Club, but they've been gaining traction as of late. They recently performed on CBS This Morning. their Saturday sessions, they have their, I forgot the name of their vinyl or record. But if you type in Hippocampus Band, you should get some results for that.
They should be a pretty easy band name to remember.
Exactly.
You know how there's like some bands you just can't remember their names? Well, Hippocampus is very easy to remember.
Yes.
I can remember it from grade 12 psychology, so you can too.
There you go. And they're all under the age of, they're all 21 and under. So young up-and-coming act. And also Banners. We played a song by Banners a couple weeks back called Shine a Light. And he is from the UK. Where is he from? I know, I should have researched this. Maybe you've heard Shine a Light. It's on a bunch of playlists recently. Also,
like the Old Navy playlist.
Yeah. And we were in like Hallmark or something the other day, and they had it on their playlist. Start a Riot is also, I think, his newer track.
Hmm.
Definitely check out Banners.
Cool.
Who's up next?
Natalie.
Okay,
just pick just, one.
I actually have no time. Bands to say, I'm sorry. I listen to the same things.
Oh, you need to try a new artist.
I know!
I'll give you
it's
a
just,
new artist.
Okay,
try.
Give me a list of new artists.
Oh, Jewel Vera. You should say Jewel
oh,
Vera.
Oh, right!
Yes.
Okay, well, the only reason that I have trouble with new music is because finding new music takes a lot of work. And, like, listening to
that's
all of it.
That's what you have us for.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
They give me the best music recommendations.
Anyways, Jewel Vera. Just say something about that. We all saw Jewel Vera
is great. They have she has a very nice voice.
Yeah, Ansley Newman. We saw Jewel Vera open. We all saw Against the Current together. On their
who else
Gravity
opened? Vinyl
tour.
Theater.
Yeah.
Vinyl Theater. Jewel Vera.
Yeah.
Was there anyone else?
The Dead Set.
Oh yeah, the Dead Set.
Oh yeah, they were first,
here.
Right?
There we go.
Okay. Well, I'm just gonna fire off a few names. Atlas Genius. Atlas Genius.
I don't know why you
pretty sure
know
you brought
them
up to
them.
Me before.
They
well, I'm thinking that they might come here soon, so, you know, prepare
really?
Yourself. They said they would, and then they
they're taking
lied.
A bit of a break. They've been busy.
They said they were going to come.
Okay, I will have to
okay,
listen to them when I go home.
Exactly.
Wait, Chloe, scroll up. I can't see. No, I just wrote down some things, and then, anyways, Dead Painters. I think they're from New York.
Ooh.
We played them on our radio show before, too. They're really good.
The segment is a bunch of I think. Where are they from? I think.
I think they're from New York.
I think.
Okay. Van Damsel. Who else?
I don't know. Cloudhood. They're all very good. Whom?
Whom? Yeah. Whom? Yeah, whom?
Whom?
What? Whom? His name is called Whom?
H-O-O-M.
Oh, like Whom? Double O. I thought you were like Whom?
Show last
Whom?
Why?
Yeah,
did you listen to him? They were really good.
Yeah, we had them on a radio show the last
Harrison
month.
Hood and Nicholas Coombe.
Nicholas Coombe and Whom?
It's a combination of their names.
Oh,
right?
Really? Oh, that's really cute.
Well, Kimberly Ponders, we're going to play another song for you. This is You Wanted to Go by The Response. They're an indie pop duo originally from New Zealand, but they're now based in Vancouver. Super catchy stuff. Definitely recommend checking them out.
Hello. Once again, you are listening to the Permanent Rain Radio on CATR 101.9 FM. We have one song left for you.
But before then, we just wanted to say thanks for listening.
You sound so unimpressed.
Oh, why?
You just do. You're like, well, I just want to say thanks for listening. Sarcasm.
Not sarcasm. You're going to make me cry. Thank you guys for listening.
I have a show.
yeah, Chloe, probably. As we aforementioned, Natalie, I'm going back to school in the new year, so Chloe will be flying
alone
solo for a while.
January 13th.
Yeah, January 13th.
Shortened shows probably, but.
Yeah, we're going to be.
So yeah. She might not be as amusing without Natalie or me or Pooja, but she'll still be amusing, so you should still listen.
Exactly.
Because she's
still
awesome.
A lot of thank yous.
And still she still plays great music. Yes, and Natalie will still help her conjure up some great stuff to play. So.
Yeah, I don't think she has the playlist to herself every week. well, you won't be here, so it's really fuming.
I won't be listening either, because I probably have class.
Ouch. Thanks.
Sorry, ouch. I listen to the podcast. We podcast all our episodes. Did you know this?
Yeah, I like to listen to them.
Yeah, you can check them out online.
I'm definitely going to go home and listen to this one, because I'm on it.
Okay, so coming up in the next hour, the extra environmentalist should be on. Otherwise, I guess it would just be a, what do you call it when it's on?
Auto-DJ. Playlist. Fun music still.
Yeah, still lots of great music.
What song is last?
I don't know, you picked it. What song
it's
is
called
last,
I Will Be Around, as performed by Nick Whitaker, and this is from the Disney Channel original movie Read It and Weep.
And Chloe thought it would be the perfect song to play.
Because Natalie read will it and be weep. Around.
Read that she's leaving and weep.
Listen to that. Anyways,
thank you guys for tuning in.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a happy new year.
Bye, everybody.
Yeah, thanks to Kimberly for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you guys soon.
Said your time was running out. You're far from where you wanna be. You're hanging in the lost and found. You're losing touch with everything. And when you need someone to lean on, around. Don't worry, this won't last forever. You'll be alright, better late than never. I will be around when you think it's over. I won't let you down if your luck runs out.